So we're going to continue our Frontline Sundays as we consider whatever you do, as we recognise that whatever we do during the week is important to God in our worship, like today, and in our scattered lives, like we saw with that video clip. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart. If we can have the first picture up, thanks. Those words are written out in this church. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart. So does anybody know where they are written out in this church? Whatever you do, do it with all your heart. It looks like one person might, two people might. Anybody else know where it might? Three people might. Anybody else? Henry, go on then. It's on the banner, is it? Okay, anywhere else? School notice board. Sue's read those words, and that is the motto of the school, the Bible verse of St. Matthew's School Vision. So it's on the notice board over there, that is the school notice board, along with information about the school, some of the things they've been doing. So take a look when you go over for refreshments afterwards. And it's good to have Darren Gates, who's the head teacher at the school. He's with us today. And he'll come up later on to tell us what he will be doing this time tomorrow. His front line is obviously the school. At the end of the service, if everything goes according to plan, I'm going to have one of the school children come up as well, and he will tell us what he will be doing this time tomorrow, but we've got to manage to get him back into the service in time from the youth group that he's in. At the end of last year, the school had their church schools inspection. And thank you, if you'd like to go on to the next one. Yeah, brilliant. They got an excellent grade. And in the report that is online, you can read it if you want to, it said that the school vision is illustrated, for example, through pupils' exemplary attitude to work as well as their aspirational attitude. Some big words. But the inspector could see that what the children were doing, they were always aiming high. They were always positive. And they always wanted to do the best that they could do. And their life is worth imitating. And that wasn't just for a few select children. That wasn't just for the high flyers. That was all of the children. The children that have an easy life. The children that have English as a second language. The children that have a tough life. The children that need extra help. All of them were aiming high. All of them were trying to do the best that they could do. And it's not just children. It was every member of staff has a part to play in the ethos that the school has. Thank you, Phil. And of course, as we continue looking at our front lines, this same attitude is important and useful for us, each one of us, because each one of us has a front line. And even if we have the same front line, the head teacher has the school, and Fergus, when he comes in, has the school. Even if we have the same front line, our part will be different, but just as important and just as useful for God. He uses us wherever we are, whatever we do. The work of our hands matter to God. So in that passage from Colossians, the word whatever crops up a couple of times. Probably a youngster's dream passage. Whatever. However, a youngster probably means that they don't really care. And Paul was exact opposite. He's indicating that this is really important. It's absolutely something that we need to take seriously. And it's noteworthy for everybody who calls themselves a believer in Christ. So verse 17, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, thank you, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And then the verse 23, which is the school vision, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not human masters. Whatever you do. So that first time we come across the whatever, it's in verse 17, it's referring to a worship context. As they teach, as they sing psalms, and as they read God's word. And that's like us now here in St. Matthew's. Thank you. If you can go on to the next. We are those red dots. We are those red dots in that 100 dots. 6% of people will be in church. Maybe not today with the weather, but generally. And we are those red dots gathered together. And whatever we do as those red dots in our church community matters. Now, we know that life's not easy here at the moment, is it? As we seek God's will, as we deal with the church plant having just left, as we make decisions about how we fill the gaps or how we change, how we seek to grow God's church. And it requires peace and, it requires patience and tact and give and take. And it requires us all to seek God and to recognise that all we do is for God. And none of us are more important than any other. We're not doing this to be looked up to or for our own egos. No one is not needed. We are all needed. We are all part of the body. We all have a part to play. And there's nowhere that we read that it says it's going to be easy or it won't be costly. But it does say that we're to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts as we seek to work together despite our differences. So whatever we do in this worshipping community is important. Cleaning, playing, working the PA or the AV, welcoming, being part of the prayer team, doing admin, phoning other members, offering hospitality, teaching, a host of other jobs. Everything we do as part of this community is important. We are part of his body. We are those six red dots as we gather together, as we play our part, but as we are built up as well. Thank you. But it isn't just within the worshipping community that we're called to be working for God. The second whatever refers to our everyday working life, our Monday to Saturday lives. And sometimes we can feel that that doesn't have any importance to God. But during these frontline Sundays, we're being reminded, aren't we, that wherever we are those red dots in a sea of grey dots. And that is important to God. It's useful for building his kingdom and for others meeting with something of him. Thank you. Can we have the next? Yeah, so we're those red dots out in the community, out with other people. And what we do for God, Monday to Saturday, is important. And he can use every single one of us. Thank you. So the people, as they were listening to this letter that was read, most of them would have been slaves. They would have been household servants. They would have been the people who kept the Roman economy running. And Paul was encouraging them to recognise that their work mattered. It's unlikely, isn't it, that they would have felt as slaves that their work mattered. They were the lowest of the low. They had no status. They made no decisions. They did as they were directed. They may not even have been treated very well. How on earth could their working lives make any difference to God? But it did. It mattered to God. In the situation that they found themselves, they were representing Christ. They were his ambassadors. And Paul wants them to do their work as if they are working for Christ Jesus. He does also comment at the beginning of chapter 4 that the owners of the slaves need to treat them fairly because they will have to answer to their master, who is God. So imagine these slaves, if the owners saw them doing their best and working hard, if they saw them being loving and kind, if they saw them being patient and helpful, if they saw them going the extra mile, then they would be seeing God at work. People would see God's love in action and the amazing difference that he could make in their lives. And that's on top of any conversations that might have been had. So perhaps we feel our Monday to Saturday lives are insignificant and don't matter to God. But like Paul tells these Colossians, many of whom were slaves, our daily lives are significant and they do matter to God. And as in our worshipping community here, our Monday to Saturday, we all have a part to play in God's mission, in God being seen outside of the church. And that is whatever we do. Thank you. So from the Frontlines clip that we did see, we saw the football coach, didn't we? We saw the plumber, we saw the granny, we saw the office manager. And our front lines are places where we find ourselves in Monday to Saturday. It might be cleaning, it might be working in a shop, it might be sitting in the doctor's surgery, it might be making a phone call or teaching or medicine or caring. Our front line. And God can use us in that place, whatever we are doing. We're one of those red dots interacting with the many grey dots that we find around us. What we do Monday to Saturday, we're doing for God. We're doing it in the name of Jesus. And as the school picks up in their vision, we're called to do it with all of our heart, because we aren't just working for human master, but we're working for Jesus, and we're serving Jesus whatever we do today and throughout the week. In a moment, Nick's going to come up and Darren will come up and tell us what he's going to do this time tomorrow, and we'll pray for him. But if you've got to think, what will you be doing this time tomorrow? How will you be serving Jesus? What's your front line this time tomorrow? And that's where this piece of card and this free pencil brought to you at great expense to remind you that whatever you do is important. This is where you need your pencil and your piece of card. Because I want each one of us to think, if you're with the baptism party, please do take part if you want to. But if you don't, that's fine. But for the rest of us, think, where will you be this time tomorrow? If you are a plumber, that's easy. You can draw some plumbing tools or write some plumbing tools down. If you're at work, that's easy. Write or draw whatever you will be doing. If you're at home, it might be that you're praying or you're cleaning or you're phoning somebody. It might be that you're in the doctor's surgery. Whatever you're doing, we want you to think what you will be doing this time tomorrow and write it down. Write it or draw it. Just thinking of that video clip, we might draw a computer for the office worker. We might put bubbles for the granny. We might do a football for the sports coach or plumbing tools. Hopefully, you get the idea. So I'm going to give you a few moments to do that, to write it down, to draw it. And then later on in the service, when we have our offertory song, when the collection plates come round, I'm going to ask you to put this in the collection plate. We're not going to sit and read them necessarily, But it is an offering. It's a sign on your behalf that you're offering to God your front line this time tomorrow. So, just a few moments. A sign that you're going to offer your front line to God. And for some lucky people, it might be that you're in a coffee shop. So draw a cup of coffee. So this time tomorrow, offer it to God in the quietness of your heart and as a physical sign, put it in the offering plate as that passes round later on in the service. Amen.